Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday in Baltimore and in New York as the Orioles get ready for the final series of the 2025 regular season. Ed Norris, remember that time I said Kyle Hamilton would be a horrible draft pick?
I do.
He's gone on to be my favorite defensive player, the Ravens. He will move one day into becoming one of my top defensive players for the Ravens of all time before it's all said and done. I mean, he's like right below, for me, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. He's like entering that stratosphere for me.
Yeah, me too. I think he's going to be one of the best defensive players we've ever had when all said and done.
Yes. It's just times that you love being wrong, and that was one of those times because I love this young man. Not only as a football player, but I met him at Camden Yards last season, and he's just good people.
Yeah,
good people. Kyle Hamilton also is loyal, very loyal. It's one thing that we found out about him. Loyal to his offensive coordinator as well, who seems like he's taking a little bit of offense to what Ravens Nation, Ravens flock is saying about him. This is what Hamilton had to say just yesterday.
Whatever criticism he's getting, I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff. And that's where I feel like the critiques of Zach or whatever coaches are unfair because he can't go out there and play for us. And as much as he'd want to, he can't, so it's up to us to go out and get the job done. So it's not a Zach thing. It's not a coaching thing on the defensive side of the ball. It's just players got to get the stuff right.
Your thoughts on what he had to say, Ed Norris?
He sounds like a professional. He said that. and frankly, and I've said what he said for years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've said this for years. I said I think the fan base here is spoiled because this team is good every year. Look, I don't like what I see right now. I've been critical. They've been good. I've been here 25 years. They've been good pretty much every year I've been here. They've had a couple of down years. I mean a couple. You can count on a couple of fingers. They've been to a Super Bowl. I mean, they've been to 2 since I'm here. They won both. I mean, this is unusual. You look around. Look around. Look at other cities and what they go through. I mean, let's see, obviously, in Cleveland and the New York Jets and
The Jaguars.
I mean,
Panthers.
The Lions are only good now. They've never been to a Super Bowl, first of all. They've been terrible until the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of cities that have suffered. This is not one of them, and I think he's right, where, you know, you lose a couple of games, like, fire everybody! They got to go. Like, okay. All righty.
It's funny. You know what I said to Joe during a break? I said, because Joe and I had this conversation. I think we all had this conversation just a couple of weeks ago about this. But I said to Joe, proof that what he's saying is accurate is the reaction to what he's saying. The nerve of him. I'm appalled by him. What gives him the right to? You are okay with athletes talking if they say what you agree with.
Right.
But the minute they ruffle your feathers, you want them to just play football. That's what gets me. I agree with everything Kyle Hamilton had to say. And you're right. This organization has been very successful. Hats off to you. Hats off to Ozzie Newsome, to Eric DaCosta, to the coaching staff, to ownership, number one, for stepping, because you could very well have Jerry Jones, a meddling owner who thinks he knows football. But you don't have that. You have an owner who writes checks and invested in his organization. Yeah. That's what he does. However, the fan base acts as if we've had some kind of Patriot dynasty.
Right.
No, the fan base acts as if we've had some kind of Chiefs dynasty. And we haven't. You know, it's like, you know, it's, oh, if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're absolute failures. Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl a gazillion years ago. This organization has constantly put you in position to enjoy football every year because you play meaningful games. When's the last time we played a meaningful game, a meaningless game in Baltimore that wasn't because you already clinched the playoffs? When's the last meaningless game you played?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Yeah. Even the year you didn't go to the playoffs, you were playing for the playoffs down the stretch. You just missed it. So, I mean, you've played meaningful football games every year. I don't like what the defense has done, but I also don't mind a player defending his coach.
No, I like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It, actually. I want the coaches to defend the players, and I want the players to defend the coaches, and not say, you know, start throwing shade at people and, you know, subliminal message or outright criticism. You know, just no. I think he's right. I think the fan base is spoiled, and just you gotta step back and look at what you have, man.
And I think you said perfect. He sounds like a professional because he handled that very professionally, in my opinion. He clapped back. And didn't, you know, throw too much shade at you. Hey, look, you guys are spoiled.
Yeah.
We win every year. We lose five games. Like, the world is ending.
Said it calmly.
You know, there's a minute work sign here.
Yeah. That was very matter of fact. Like, they're spoiled. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they are.
What do you think the pushback will be from the fan base?
Oh, you'll get some. You'll get some, you know, ass clowns are going to be on there and go after him, and then it'll get personal. You know the usual.
The minute he doesn't make a play.
Yeah, yes.
See, you should shut up and just play football. Maybe if you focus more on that instead of talking, you're going to hear all of that.
Oh, I heard somebody yesterday on, I think it was the midday show. The caller was calling in and was like, he's not a playmaker. He doesn't do it. He's like, what are you watching? Seriously, what the hell? Did you play this game?
Somebody called our show criticizing, remember? Yeah. Yesterday, too.
Maybe the same guy.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Hamilton is the epitome of a playmaker. He is exactly all.
He's kept that defense together throughout injuries and stuff. I mean, all kinds of problems. People out, people get injured. He steps up. He ends up moving close to the line, moves back to the safety position. Then he comes up to the line to fill that role. He does a lot of things for this team.
Having said that, let's focus on where the criticism lies. You and I both know the Kansas City Chiefs can't get right on offense. And I know they're getting a piece back. They're getting Worthy back this week, I think, am I right?
Not sure.
If they get him back, but the offense is a struggle. If their offense is able to put together some things on Sunday, how much criticism then will Zach Orr get? Because they've been struggling all year.
Oh, a lot. I mean, a lot.
Is it justifiable, in your opinion?
No. It depends how the defense plays. I mean, if Kansas City gets their act together, and I'm hoping that they don't, and I don't think they will. Like, I think the Chiefs need to score 30 points to win this game, which is why I picked the Ravens, because I don't think the Chiefs are scoring 30 points. I think that's how the Ravens win. They may not hold them down. They're not going to hold them to 10 or 17. They'll probably score 20-something, 24 points, 27 points. But I think the Ravens are going to outscore them, because look what they did playing poorly, you know, against the Lions. Still put up a lot of points. They put up more points than anybody in the league this year. So I just think, you know, we'll see how it goes. And if they beat the Chiefs, is going to be criticism. Yeah, but you're just, you know, 2-2. Okay.
Well, that's criticism I'll take. Rashawn just texted me. He said, why the shot at Jerry so early? Talked about the owner of his football team. And my response is, because it's easy. I mean, early, your mind is not working right. You go for the low-hanging fruit. That's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the low-hanging fruit for insults.
I guess he is.
you don't have to work off to insult Jerry Jones. 410-583.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.